Springtime in Missouri means that mushrooms are popping up all over. One of the most sought-after types of mushrooms in Missouri is the famed morel. Here to provide insight into the best time of year, environments, and harvest methods for morel mushrooms is Nathaniel Athens, a member of the Board of Directors from the Missouri Mycological Society.
You really want to do early in the spring. The perfect soil temperature for morel mushrooms, they start to fruit around 53 degrees, and they stop around 67. So you really want to time when you get out there with the soil temperature. There's also some indicators that you want to look for, like the leaves on the trees. The oak leaves want to be about the size of a mouse's ear. And so there's just some signs that you look for, say, okay, it's ready to get out and start looking.
And what are other environmental conditions needed for morel mushrooms to grow?
Well, you want it to have the warm days and the cooler nights. Also, you need rain. You need moisture in the soil. And so that's a huge factor. How much rain we're getting is how much mushrooms are produced. If it's a dry year, then you want to kind of look like for microclimates that are like maybe in ravines where there is more moisture, or you know, along creek beds or things like that. On a wet year, then you can look on, you know, regular upland soils.
With it being late in the season already, do you have any suggestions to help hunters that might still be hunting for morels?
I do. So you want to look on north-facing slopes, because that's the place where the sun doesn't really shine as much. And so you're going to have good luck on north-facing slopes, because the soil is going to be cooler than other places. Also, you want to look again for microclimates that may be cooler than the surrounding areas. I recently went out hunting, and I had good luck with on north-facing slopes, but also down in creek beds.
What is the best way that you would recommend to harvest a morel mushroom once you find one?
The best way, I always carry a mushroom knife, so I brush it off, and then I would cut it. There's some people that pinch it, but if you do choose to pinch it, it will bruise, and it will just go, it will go bad quicker than it would if you cut it with a knife.
How can a hunter tell the difference between a morel mushroom and a false morel mushroom?
There's a couple ways that you can tell the difference. We have a couple different types of false morels here in Missouri. One being Giametri, which if you cut the mushroom in half, the morel mushroom is going to be completely hollow inside. The false morel is going to have a solid interior when you cut it in half. Also, you want to look for pits. The morel mushrooms are going to be completely pits, you know, and then false morels are going to have ridges. Another false morel you want to be careful of is the Verpa. And so if you cut that one in half, it's going to be hollow, but it's going to have like a wispy cotton-like material in the stem, and the morel will not. It will be completely hollow all the way through.
Should a hunter wish to sell their harvest, are there any regulations or legalities regarding the sale of morel mushrooms?
There is. In Missouri, they require you to be certified, and so the only people that you can do a morel certification through is through the Missouri Mycological Society. We teach the class at $75, and it's good for 3 years.
To learn more about morel mushroom hunting, visit our website at kmzu.com. For KMZU News, I'm Dan Watson.